This program is a presentation of UCTV for educational and non-commercial use only.
I first got interested in aging quite by accident. A friend of mine asked me to help him out working at a nursing home, and I thought it would only be for 3 months, and it turned out to be the rest of my career. I talked to older adults and got interested in their experiences and realized that someday I and the rest of us would be old and wanted to do something about that. We've managed to create our communities in a way that really is what we call Peter Pan environments, environments for people who never grow old. And if you think about the dependence that we have on the automobile, if you think about the living environments where we have to go up and down stairs, where we have to negotiate long distances and the like, they're really not designed for people as they grow old.
Services for homebound seniors.
Communities around this country are just beginning to ask, are we prepared for the aging of the baby boomers? Do we have in place the kinds of supports, the kind of infrastructure that we need, not just for now, but for the future? And in asking those questions, we're beginning to identify answers. I'd like to be able to grow old in a community where people know each other and where life is a little bit slower, where we have transportation options that where I don't have to get behind the wheel of a car to get where I want to go, where there's the kinds of supports in our homes that accommodate our needs as we get a bit older. But most of all, I'd like to live somewhere where the wisdom and experience that we gain as we live throughout our lives is valued, and where there are opportunities to use that wisdom, use that experience to benefit the community and to grow both personally and as a community and as a society.
Let it go, it's over. Let it go.